to Lake Erie and back. Some years ago, I woke up and said, whoa, for I knew I was ready to get on my bicycle and ride steady. The hour was 4 a.m. I got ready and bam, I was headed for Lake Erie, and I was feeling pretty cheery. I had my water and trail mix and my phone to take some pics. The sun came up real soon, and before I knew it, it was noon. I knew how to get to Flat Rock, as I once discovered it with somewhat of a shock. There was a strange secret passage in the park, but past that point, I was in the dark. I asked, how to get to the lake? A man pointed a finger and gave his head a shake. So I got back on my iron horse and set a new course. I was headed east, or so I thought, at least. I got lost and discovered a cute coffee shop, but I didn't have time to stop. I sped up and down the road in my detective mode. There was a sign, but no coastline. Moment later, again, I was lost. I mumbled, where is that darn coast? But I kept going, and I wasn't slowing. There were train tracks and sidewalks full of cracks. There was a road full of cars and abandoned bars. And finally, a paved little trail that started by the local rail. I got on it and pedaled some more, and then before I knew it, I made it to the shore. It came out of nowhere. It almost seemed unfair. I perched upon a pier and exclaimed, oh dear. The lake was very pretty, as was the little city, but now I had to get back and I wasn't sure how. So I stuffed my cheeks full of trail mix and headed west, back to my nest. It was twice as hard to get back, and I could really feel the weight of my pack. I made it out of the park, but it was already getting dark. I got back very late, but I felt great. I would rate the adventure 10 out of 10. Never again.